Vav Kama, Paragimel, Mishnah Dalet. Here we're going to have an example of where a human being himself can sometimes be a boar. The Mishnah tells us the Shnei Kadarin. You have two people who were makers of pottery. Shehoyu Mahalchin Zachar Zeh. And they were walking one after the other in single file. V'niskal HaRishon V'nafal. And the first one trips and falls. V'niskal HaSheni BaRishon. Gets a bit comical. The second one then trips and falls on the first one. HaRishon Chayev Benizke Sheni. The first one is liable for the damage caused to the second one. Now, even though we paskin that, as we mentioned earlier in the perek, that Niskal, that somebody who trips is not a Poshea, is not considered to be negligent. However, this scenario is discussing a case where the first one who fell had the ability to get up in time before the second person tripped on him. And since he didn't get up, that makes him a poshea. That makes him negligent in the damages of his friend. Now, although the Mishnah is discussing a case where the person could have gotten up and he didn't, but as we said, if the person did not have the ability to get up in time, then he's considered to be a ones. He's somebody who's it's happening against his will, and he's not considered liable. What happens in a scenario where though he couldn't get up, he could have at least yelled out and warned his friend? So Rabbi Yochanan's opinion in the Gemara is that he's still putter, because there's no expectation of him to verbally warn his friend, because as he's laying there on the ground and he just fell down, he's busy with his thoughts and preoccupied with his own situation. However, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak in the Gemara argues on Rabbi Yochanan, and he maintains that no. He says that if I could have yelled out, I could have given him a verbal warning, then I am still chayav, I'm still liable. There is one other point that's worth noting, and that is that we know that there's a rule when it comes to the nezek of boar that comes through a pit, that just as we mentioned before, that excluded from the damages of the pit is a human being. If a human being were to die from the pit, also excluded from the damages, as the pasuk says that the shore falls in, and as to exclude the human being, but also excludes the kalim. Utensils that fall in and get damaged are also excluded. This being true, therefore, when we talk about the damages in this case, where the second person tripped on the first person, we've got to be talking about damages that happened to the human being, not damages that came into Kalim. Because as we noted before, when it comes to a human being, the only thing that's excluded is death. But damages to a human being are still considered to be liable in terms of the Nezek of boar.